This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The daughter of the man police hold responsible for Sunday's murder-suicide in a Montana log cabin says her father was in denial about having mental health problems. Starla Shannon says she's convinced her father, Augustine Mike Bournes, had an undiagnosed mental illness that turned dangerous. Police say Bournes killed his wife and their three young children before setting fire to their cabin and killing himself. Shannon defended her dad yesterday as someone who loved his family, even though he had cut off communication. Interview with Bournes' daughter, ex-wife, acquaintances, and authorities in rural southwestern Montana are helping tell the story of a man who killed his family and himself after telling someone that his wife, Ari Arlen Lee, had been mocking and riding him all day. A federal appeals court has struck down pollution rules intended to reduce haze in the atmosphere from the burning of coal in Montana for electricity consumed across the Pacific Northwest. Haze reduces visibility and is caused by nitrogen oxide and sulfur dioxide pollution. The Clean Air Act requires companies to use the best available technology on older coal plants to reduce the pollutants. But a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the Environmental Protection Agency would arbitrarily require PPL Montana to install pollution controls costing tens of millions of dollars without assurance of improvements. Tuesday's ruling applies to the 2,100-megawatt Colstrip plant and a second plant in Billings that recently shut down. PPL Montana was spun off last week to form Talon Energy. A Montana man on probation for running a scam involving fake children's programs is being investigated for allegations of raising money for a fake documentary. Montana Securities Commissioner Monica Lindeen's office says the investigation into Matthew McClintock began after a firm McClintock hired to find investors began to suspect the film was a fraud. A statement from Lindeen's office says McClintock told investors the documentary was about early Montana cowboys and would be narrated by Clint Eastwood. District Judge Mike Menahan last month ordered McClintock to stop soliciting investments temporarily. McClintock is on probation after pleading guilty in 2010 in a money-raising scam in which he said he was working to build a ranch for underprivileged children and produce television spots for children's literacy. McClintock does not have a phone listing under his name. The road to Logan Pass and Glacier National Park is expected to open to vehicles this morning. The Daily Interlake reports vehicles will be able to reach the 6,464-foot-high pass from the west side of Going to the Sun Road. The Logan Pass Visitor Center won't open until June 19th. The state Supreme Court has ruled that a person can be charged with driving under the influence for huffing aerosol propellants. The decision rejects a Butte man's efforts to have a case against him dismissed. The Supreme Court agreed with the state judge that the plain meaning of the word drug, a substance that alters one's perception or consciousness, applied to DUI laws. Montana wildlife officials plan to release a long-awaited wild bison study today that contemplates restoring the burly animals to public, tribal, or private lands more than a century after they were driven to near extinction. Details released in advance show Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will steer clear of the crucial question of where bison restoration work will occur. A federal appeals court has struck down pollution rules intended to reduce haze in the atmosphere from burning of the coal in Montana for electricity consumed across the Pacific Northwest. The court said the Environmental Protection Agency would arbitrarily require PPL Montana to install pollution controls costing tens of millions of dollars without assurance of improvements. The ruling applies to the 2,100-megawatt Colstrip plant and a second plant in Billings that recently shut down. A Billings man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for fracturing the skull of his girlfriend's 2-year-old daughter. The Billings Gazette reports that Stephen Santillan was convicted of aggravated assault in August. He was babysitting the girl and his son in July 2013 when the girl was injured. Santillan initially claimed she was injured when his 22-month-old son hit her in the head with a toy car. The wife of a Montana man who died in custody says a Shelby prison staff refused him medical treatment because he was a temporary inmate awaiting a transfer to a federal medical facility. Sherry Floor is suing Crossroads Correctional Facility owner Corrections Corporation of America. Beg your pardon. She is accusing prison staff of negligence that led to 68-year-old Richard Floor's death in 2012. The Floors and their son pleaded guilty to drug charges related to a medical marijuana operation run out of their Miles City home. Richard Floor spent about 4 months in the Shelby prison and died in a Las Vegas jail during a layover in his transfer. Attorney Bran Arndorfer says Floor had cancer that was undiagnosed and untreated. CCA spokesman Steve Owen says Crossroads officials are committed to their inmates' health and safety. A 19-year-old Big Fork man has pleaded guilty to criminal endangerment and drunk driving charges for rear-ending a school bus that had stopped to drop off students. Daniel Fellows told District Judge James Manley yesterday that he was driving about 80 miles an hour when his pickup truck slammed into the bus near Polson last month. Three of the 11 students were treated at a hospital for minor injuries. The bus was totaled. KERRAM reports Fellows' blood alcohol content was 0.122, and he said he drank three beers before the crash. Fellows and prosecutors have struck a plea deal that calls for a deferred sentence of 6 years and paying restitution to the victims and the Polson School District. Manley has set a sentencing hearing for July 22nd. A Missoula woman died and two people injured after a car went off a Forest Service road southwest of Missoula and rolled down an embankment. The Montana Highway Patrol says that crash happened Tuesday night when the driver failed to negotiate a right-hand curve. The car rolled down a 280-foot embankment, coming to rest on its top. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office says the driver, 35-year-old Crystal Hodges, died at the scene. Her passengers, a 22-year-old man and a 28-year-old woman, both from Missoula, were able to get out of the car, and one was able to crawl up to the road. Both were taken to St. Patrick Hospital in Missoula for treatment of their injuries. A tourism research group says visitors spent $3.9 billion in Montana last year. The Flathead Beacon reports the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana released a study showing a 1% drop in visitors for 2014, though group sizes were slightly bigger. The study says visitors supported 38,000 jobs. Thank you very much for listening for Montana Headline News. I'm Edward O'Brien.